Okay, we are back with the podcast. We're going to jump right into it. So we left off in Genesis chapter 6, and we were reading verse 6. And I'm going to just go ahead and we're going to go ahead and continue. And if y'all remember, you know, we left off at a point where we was discussing how the Most High repented that he made man. And we went into how repenting means to undo. So we're going to continue. I'm going to just read them over. We're going to go through them again, and then we're going to continue. And it repented the Lord that he have made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, this is verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created. Excuse me for the dings. Like I mentioned before, I'm a family man. Things happen, and I'm not editing. I'm just going to roll with it. And the Lord, verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of this earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Now, I want to get to a point real quick. Verse 8. Even in all this, even with all this turmoil and all this disgust and disdain and just pure detest, we were detestable. The Most High found grace in somebody. Noah, verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Most High. So it is a fine line that we have to trot on between good and evil. The line is so thin, like it's hard to stand on this line. But this line is there. We have something to balance on, at least something. But we fail continuously. And we actually look towards to falling continuously, like the scripts say. But it is people. I would like to believe I'm one of those people who the Most High find grace in, because I try throughout my day. Throughout 24 hours, I would say 20 hours is me trying to be the best me possible. So in the other 4 hours, I'm just like, yo, whatever. I like what I like. I'm, you know, whatever. So, you know, is that good enough? Is out of 24 hours, 20 hours good enough? Let's think about it. Let's give an example. Out of 24 hours, 20 hours, you helping people. You may help an old lady cross the street. You may help a sister with two babies, help bring her groceries in the house, you know, your neighbor or whatever. You may help a brother, he out there messing with his car, he need an extra hand, you may go out there and help him. You may see somebody who do not have anything to sustain themselves, you help them. This for 20 hours. And for the next 4 hours, you in a strip club. You buy drinks for underage people. You fighting, causing discord, but for only 4 hours. It's only 4 hours, because your 20 hours is you doing good. This is where good people stand. This is where the best of us stand. At 20 hours doing good and 4 hours just doing whatever. It's a metaphor. I know literally this is not happening, but it's a metaphor. For 20 hours, we are great. We try our best. But is that good enough? What I learned is maybe it's good enough. But we got to understand, the Most High is really, he got thin pickings. So this is where is good for us. Just follow me. He got thin pickings. He got to pick between somebody doing good for 20 hours, somebody doing good for 19 hours, somebody doing good for 18 hours. Now, all of us is doing bad for 4 hours or more. But the thin pickings, because he got to pick somebody to come out of this. Somebody he can rely on. He's forced, the Spirit of the Most High is forced to pick something. It's just something. I got to pick something. Is it the best of the pickings? Is it up to his liking? No. Noah found grace. But was it up to his liking? Let's continue. We're going to jump to Isaiah 64. I want to make a point. I want to bring my point back around. Isaiah 64, verse 6. I'm going to give y'all time to get there. I said I was going to take my time and let people get there. But I like to roll with it. I want to get back to this point. The pickings are slim. Slim. There's nobody to pick from. So you being chose is not because you are worthy enough. It's because I can't find nothing else. That's nothing. It's nothing there. So you being picked, it does not mean you are the greatest. You meet the standard. It's just nobody's meeting the standard. So I got to pick somebody. Humble yourself. You not nobody. Isaiah 64, verse 6. But we are all as unclean things. I made this example years ago with one of my kids. I made this example. So I'm going to use my youngest son. His name is Jonah. And him, he's still in Pampers, but if I see him trying to clean himself and he present to me the rag that he used to clean himself, filthy, stanky rag, his intentions were to show me, hey, Dad, I'm ready to get up out of these Pampers. Look, I can clean myself, so, you know, I'm ready to grow up. I'm ready to get old. He noticed that when I clean him and, you know, he see what need to be done, so he take it to his own mind, his own account to say, I'm going to just try to clean myself. My daughter did that. My daughter, Judea. She came in one day and said, nah, I'm sick of Pampers. I want to get on the toilet. Boom, there we go. We rolling. But I'm going to give this example with my son. He comes in the room. Room is clean. He comes in, jump in the bed. The bed is clean. With a rag that he wiped his behind with. I mean, it's doo-doo everywhere on this rag. This filthy, stinky rag. He come dragging in this bed. He say, because he say pop, he say daddy. But he say, daddy, look, I clean my butt. And I'm saying, get this nasty rag out of my face. I'm not acknowledging first that you attempted to clean yourself, because you bringing this filthy rag of your righteousness, of your good doings, in my bed. Because 20 hours is not enough. Let me continue. Isaiah 64, verse 6. But we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. That doo-doo rag is your good intentions, but it's still a doo-doo rag. Don't bring that doo-doo rag in my clean environment. I know what you try to do. I know your intentions. But that's a stanky, filthy rag. I can't accept that rag. I know what you tried, but I can't accept that rag. Don't. You better not put that rag on me. I know some. This is where we stand. This is who we are. The Most High is in a bind. He's in a bind. Excuse me, a bind. His hands is tied. I gotta pick somebody. But we know he don't want that dude to rag. We had good intentions with that dude to rag. But it's not something that should be presented. It's not worthy enough. What shall we do then? We are not worthy enough. We try our best. 20 hours ain't enough. 21 hours ain't enough. 22 hours ain't enough. You give 2 hours of unrighteousness, it spreads like a virus. You ever had a clean bucket of water? And let's just drip 2 drips of engine oil in. Can you get that engine oil out of that water? That's a question. Now let's drip 3 drips, 4 drips, 5 drips, 6 drips, 7 drips, 8 drips. We're just going to keep dripping, depending on how much unrighteousness is in you throughout the day. Every drip equals an hour. And let's talk about this. Some of you are evil 20 hours of the day. Now, let's drip some clean, purified, the pH on this water, what they say, I forget how they equate water to being the best, but it's high levels of goodness in it. And you got 20 drips of pure, uncut engine oil. And let's put 4 drips of clean water in it. 4 drips of clean water in there. Pointless. Your righteousness is nothing but a filthy rag. Let's finish the verse. But we are all as unclean things, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf. And our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Failure has always been in. Can we overcome these things? I know I like to prick people in their side, but can we overcome these things? Yes, it's very easy. It's very easy. Just give 24 hours of you doing what need to be done. That doesn't stop you from living life. If living life includes you doing iniquity, then what type of life is that? Be perfect all day. Why not? Being perfect is not you not enjoying life, having you a drink, having you some time where you want to relax in a pool, going on vacation. These are not things of iniquity. Silly? Why when I say be perfect all day, you think, oh, my life is over. I can't have fun. That's because you are inherently evil. Soon as I say, oh, you be perfect all day, be righteous all day, you think I cannot live my life now because you want to be evil. And evil shall you be. This will conclude episode 2.